Hey, hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Have you heard the expressions new level, new devil, leap and the net will appear? Or maybe even every business problem is a mindset problem. When you start your business, I would say that 9 times out of 10, every problem is a mindset problem because you're selling yourself and what you can deliver. And that gets all sorts of tangled up with your self-worth, limiting beliefs, and mindset problems are a genuine problem. But for you to have stuck it out this long in your business to be succeeding shows that you have probably already dealt with a lot of your ish. But we're still being bombarded with messages about not achieving our goals being a limiting belief that we need to work on. Hence all the cute catchphrases that we have. As a small business owner, you 100% need to get your mind gunk squared away. And it's not a one and done journey, it'll come up at different points. But somewhere along the line, we seem to have forgotten that real businesses have real business problems and that they would have that problem regardless of who was running that business. So just because you happen to be running the business in that situation doesn't mean that your mindset played any part in causing them or that it has any place in being the solution to them. Sometimes, no matter how much you believe in yourself, how much you believe in the business, how much work you've done on your mindset, your business is going to face issues. For instance, we know that in the tech space, getting developers has been an issue due to a talent shortage in that area. It doesn't matter what kind of mindset the CEO of a SaaS company has if they just aren't the people to hire. If your launch is bombing, it's not necessarily because you didn't work on your mindset beforehand and do the rituals and do everything that you could to get yourself ready. It can be because the market needs have changed. Customers are just no longer interested in the format or the type of thing that you're selling. So no matter how much you prepared, you can't change that. When you find yourself in a cash flow crisis, or you get hit with a sudden expense that you weren't expecting, or you get fired by a client out of the blue, those are concrete problems that you need to have strategic financial planning in place for. It's crucial to recognize that these struggles are real and external, and as such, they require concrete strategic responses. There are tangible factors that we need to think about, that we need to develop clear, actionable strategies to tackle. Yes, you 100% want to make sure that you have a strong mindset because it will help drive the company forward, or it will hold you back. But we also need to acknowledge that not all small business challenges are mindset related. If you've been around for a while, you know that what worked well a few years ago could now be completely obsolete. It could be failing. It could be launching to crickets. And this just could be because the market's become super saturated. So you had this amazing idea and now every man and his dog is doing it. And it's really hard to get eyeballs on your thing. Or it can be that we've seen customer preferences change. So we've seen people tightening belts. We've seen people wanting more access. We've seen people wanting to be in community more. Also, when things have been running for a while, stuff gets stale. We don't notice these little efficiencies that have crept into our business where we stuck two things together that didn't really get together, promising ourselves at some point we'd optimize it and we just never do. These are structural issues in your business and that can only be fixed when you can analyze them and you can get strategic in how you tackle them. So we have to be able to recognize when we're in a mindset problem, but also when we're in a real business problem, because you're going to need to allocate some resources to it. You're going to need to develop a plan. You're going to need to take some action if you want to keep growing your business. So while every business problem might not be a mindset problem, we do have this balance going on for us in the small business world. If you think about the example that I used earlier with the cash flow crisis, the only way to get out of a cash flow crisis is to have some financial skills, is to be able to understand what you're looking at and what actions to take. But if you're too afraid to look at the numbers, you're not going to be able to take that action. So there is this element of balance where we want this healthy mindset, but we also need to be ruthless about our business challenges. We want to be making decisions based on facts, not fear. While a strong mindset is a powerful tool for a small business owner, it helps you to drive growth. It helps you to stay resilient in face of obstacles. It's not a cure-all. It will not solve all of your problems. When things happen external to your business that create a challenge for your business, you keeping a good attitude and a positive mindset are not going to solve the issue. They might make it easier for you to find the solution, but they are not the solution themselves. So in the end, we want to balance this mental toughness that we're seeking with our mindset work with the practical and the strategic skills that it takes to grow a business. So yes, it's always mindset, except when it's not. So where are you leaning on limiting beliefs or manifestation or mindset work in your business, where you really need a healthy dose of data, analysis, and strategic planning?